You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to GoldRadio.fm, podcasting in .99995. I'm Jim Goddard.
My guest is Jim Willey, founder of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back to goldradio.fm.
It's good to be back. It's been a wild month, both for the world and the economies, and in addition, for me.
The latest issue of the Hat Trick Letter is out. Can you tell us about it and how people can subscribe?
Yeah, it was posted the last day of May. I need every day because the information is so rampant and free-flowing. And I tell you that we've got seven different fronts where the world is really struggling to hold it together. But it's golden-jackass.com. And this newsletter focused a lot on various financial reset parts. I call them the giant funds. They're not necessarily gold troves, like the Saint Germain Fund. And Donald Trump announced a $150 trillion fund from the Civil War era of, what would that be, 140 years ago. There's a lot going on, and I think Drosera is being indicated in a number of ways. So I focused a little bit on that, but I focused also on the ongoing saga with Joseph Biden, who I believe Trump has gradually now raised the bar to claim that he was dead. He was dead during the election of 2020 November. He was dead for his inauguration, which had a 7-gun salute, which is a funeral. 21-gun is standard for an inauguration, people. We're turning into two nations of rather lazy and defeated people. We need to wake up. We need to take our country back. But there's another huge event that happened in Canada, the fake King Charles, and I mean that very, very sincerely. Prince Charles is long gone. They elevated a fake Prince Charles, and now they call him King Charles. He went to Ottawa to tell your country that you're living on squatted land and you have no valid title for the entire nation. I've never seen anything like this in my life. In my report for May, I have a picture of the old Prince Charles next to the new King Charles, and they're not the same man. So I talk about a lot of different things, and I have a gold and silver chapter, and it's not very long because not a whole lot is happening in the gold market. There's a lot of posturing. But the silver market, I think, is running out of time, and the technical analysts would say that the bullish triangle is reaching the apex. It could be a month or two away from reaching the apex, and they typically jump before reaching the apex. So we might see some movement in the silver market before July is over. So I focused on a lot of different things, including the cabal and all their deadly antics, the Ukraine war, and this attack deep inside Russia at four nuclear bomber bases. This was after posting the report, so I could not cover that.
Russia versus Ukraine and NATO. Do you think the globalists want to take over Russia for its mineral wealth?
Yeah, they want to neutralize Russia. They want to take over Russia for its everything, commodity wealth, everything, oil, gas, industrial metals, rare earths. They don't seem to be a leader in rare earths development. They're not even a leader in silver output. But they're like number one, two, and three in almost every major commodity. This is the Atlanticist wet dream fantasy. They've wanted to conquer Russia for 100 years. And they're not taking any peace talk. They're not admitting defeat. Ukraine is decimated. I don't like that word. It's destroyed. Ukraine is destroyed. And by the way, it's the size of 5 U.S. Midwestern states. I don't mind repeating myself because sometimes you get new people here listening, but Ukraine is the size of Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri, 5 Midwestern states. It's very large. It's wrecked. The infrastructure is wrecked. What we have now is a NATO war against Russia, and they're standing in Ukraine to wage the war. And the funding for the war, I believe, is narcotics money laundering. They've lost the war. I think it's going to be very difficult for the drone strikes to be prevented. In this latest attack, Jim, it's really been quite amazing. In the latest attack, they disguised in 4 different locations drone and rocket launchers. I mean, they had them in covered trucks, and they traveled like 1,000 or 1,500 kilometers deep into Russia under disguise. This is an astonishing development that we're seeing now, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. I just think that there's a lot of damage that's going to be done by the NATO forces sitting in Ukraine. We've got German, French, and British weapons being used, and it's rather damaging what they've done. They were attacking 2 months ago Kursk, and I don't know how Russia can stop the drone strikes. They're now hitting the city of Moscow. This is astonishing what's happening now. I don't know, and I heard that, and I don't know if it's true, but I suspect it is true. Putin has evacuated Moscow. And I guess he's going to a military bunker. This is really quite devastating. I don't know how this is going to turn out. It looks like the NATO forces are actually making great progress in the in escalating the war. Okay, this is really quite astonishing what's going on.
Do you think he'll go for Zelensky right in Kyiv?
Yes, I do. I think that's next. The Russians several months ago had some devastating strikes inside Ukraine and in the general Kyiv area, the metro Kyiv. They destroyed a deep NATO bunker that was supposedly something like 15 or 20 stories below ground. They destroyed it with a hypersonic missile. I think the Russians are going to go after 2 things now. They're going to have targeted strikes of NATO facilities in Kyiv area and NATO facilities that have been transporting drones and other weaponry into Ukraine. They're going to hit the supply chain. Russia's going to hit the supply chain. This is going to be part of the escalation, but expect Putin to do something unexpected, like destroy their communication system, or turn off all their electricity, or cut off their money laundering. Expect something very intriguing from Putin. He's a very imaginative fellow, and I don't really care whether he's the original Putin. I don't really care about stuff like that. All right.
The internet is talking about something evil being planned for July 4th. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing about a multifaceted attack on the internet basically shutting it down in several countries. That's what I'm hearing. I kind of doubt it because we heard about it. Whatever we hear about usually doesn't happen. That's the way it works. We heard about it, which means it can be prevented. It's more worrisome if we don't hear about it.
President Trump exposes that Biden was never president and was executed before the 2020 inauguration. Biden doubles along with Otto Penz were used to run the government for 4 years. Who was actually running the U.S. government?
Energy policy from the Rockefeller Institute. Foreign policy, Victoria Nuland. And most domestic policy, Barack Obama. And the Rasputin advisor and funding agent was Alex Soros. The Otto Penz were actually held by Jill Biden, a nasty staffer named Neera, and I'm not sure who else, probably Elizabeth Warren, the goofball liberal senator of Massachusetts who needs to be recalled. Trump started with the Otto Pen because that was such an easy target. That was like in February after the inauguration this year. And it invites the question, who held the Otto Pen? And it also confirms the notion that Biden was of severe cognitive decline. And that leads to the question, well, was he really dead? And I've seen pictures of his headstone in Arlington Cemetery with the reference number. Now, I can't verify stuff like that, and I don't get into all that. I've been saying now, ever since the inauguration, Trump is going to prove unequivocally that Biden was dead, so that every appointment of a judge and every agency appointment that he made, like in middle level, they're all going to be fired. And that would include the knucklehead on the Supreme Court named Ketanji Jackson, who I believe is a constitutional moron. She needs to go. She's never quoted the Constitution in any of her opinions, usually a dissenting opinion and participant. Okay, so Trump has now raised the stakes and he's finally done it. Here we are, 5 months, 4 months and a half, 5 months into his into his second term, and we've got a claim that Biden was dead. Okay, it's loaded all over the headlines, all over the graphics for articles. And America Media Group is probably doing the best job of all, AMG, America Media Group. They've got all the different Biden characters. It's Truon Roger. I think Jim Carrey wore a mask once or twice. This is a show. I called it the Biden Show for the entire 4 years. I never once called it the Biden administration. If I did, it was an accident. And now we're being exposed to the fact that it was a Biden show, a fake president in a fake White House outside Atlanta, Georgia, and fake everything, and magnificent theft and pilferage and fraud. Okay, Trump has got a tough job because every important agency and department in the U.S. government still has a bunch of holdovers, and they don't rise and raise their hands and say, I pledge my allegiance to the cabal in Geneva, and Biden is no longer there, but I still follow Obama. They don't rise to say that. They rise and say, Trump is my president. And behind the scenes, they disobey and obstruct and are traitors. And this is very difficult, especially with the Epstein issues. And we had Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. We had them come out and say that Epstein committed suicide, and that's part of the game. They're not going to come out and say it's all fake and we're hunting these bastards down. They're trying to fool the stupid mid-level deep state clowns. Some of them are not very smart. Okay, this is very exciting. My eyes lit up when I saw the headline that Trump exposed Biden as being dead 10 months before the election in 2020.
Was there more than one Justin Trudeau in Canada?
Well, I have pictures of three in my collection. They just rotate them. You know, the main guy might be a little tired. And, you know, they do a lot of photo shoots and I don't know how you'd best describe them. nuisance meetings, nonsensical photo ops and other meetings of dignitaries. And, you know, maybe the real Trudeau wanted to take a break. So he called in his double and coached him, and a lot of smiles and a lot of handshaking and some stupid comments, and moronic public buys it. I'm not impressed with the public. I just don't think there's a great deal of intelligence in the public. And what we're noticing is that like 10, 20, 30% are smart and don't buy it. How many Canadians realize that that was not King Charles? How many? I think it's a small percentage, Jim. And it's not an impressive comment. Did they hold up pictures of Prince Charles from 5 years ago to compare his squinty eyes, his very distinct look? I mean, we had Justin Trudeau, and I have two other copies of him. There are three copies of Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania. All you need to do is shave your head, put on a goatee, and you're Fetterman. And people buy it. They're not that bright.
It's looking...
There are body doubles that are being used. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's looking like there may be more than one version of Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. Why all the body doubles?
Because I think two reasons. One is, well, maybe three. One is the guy might be dead. The real guy might be dead. The second one is that the real guy might be on a mission. Like he might be in Israel, or he might be in Switzerland. He might be in London. Another reason is the main guy might be really tired. Another reason is the main guy might think that there are death threats, so he doesn't want to be seen in public where he could be shot. Okay, it's for security, it's for convenience, it's for being in two places at once. They don't want you to know if they're in Kiev at a hotel spending $10,000 a day. They don't want you to know that. So they put a double in and you think he's in Ottawa. It's not hard to fool people. My sister is a smart woman. She's a year and a half younger, and she thought, that's Biden. I see him on the news all the time. And I showed him a picture of Vice President Biden and the new Biden, and she said, oh, it's not hard to fool most people. They ain't that right.
Election fraud seems to be a worldwide pandemic, even affecting Canada. Do you think the white hats will be able to put a halt to this trend? And who are the white hats?
I think there's been a lot of progress, and it's going to take a long time. You know, you could pass a law and say you can't change those votes, but when they change the votes and hide behind a protector, it's hard to stop the changed votes. It's hard to identify who exactly is changing the votes when you've got the internet involved, and the internet should never be involved in vote counting. But they do it for convenience, and that opens the door for fraud. It's a worldwide epidemic. In France, it was 2 years ago, Marine Le Pen won, and they just changed the tally and gave her something like 150 million euros to shut up and go away. Okay, the corruption in the West is astonishing. It's in every single layer, every single sector of our society and economy. I just heard that the most honest of American charities formerly, which was Salvation Army, it has now gone corrupt. They've gone woke. They've gone stupid. Unbelievable. We have a national, in the United States and Canada, a national corruption an infusion of communism. The best word for communism now is cultural Marxism, hiding in the liberal parties. We've been taken over. I said when Trump got elected last November, I said many times, we're going to need all 3 or 4 years to do some major cleanup, and it's going to be difficult. It's going to take a long time. Right now, Kash Patel is trying to clean up the FBI with middle-level people. Right now, Pamela Bondi is trying to clean up the Department of Justice with mid-level people. She doesn't know who's a traitor. They don't stand up and wave their Obama flag. We've been taken over. Right now, I got to tell you something. I got to say something. And this is across the United States in a very big way. Trump has begun the process of revoking Chinese students and researchers' visas to the United States. Because almost every, I'd say over 90% of the Chinese students and researchers in the United States have been recruited to perform some tasks for the Chinese Communist Party. I had a couple pages in the May report. I cited about five different people who were arrested for espionage, and they're all students and researchers in the United States universities. And my Florida wingman confirmed to me over the weekend, last weekend, he said, Jim, it's all through the U.S. military now, weeding out the Chinese moles and spies. They're all over the place. Clinton opened it up in the 90s. Obama opened it up more in the 10s. We've got traitors as presidents. I don't imagine it's very different in Canada because they took over the Alberta oil sands. They took over mineral properties. They took over completely everything in Vancouver. So, yeah, we got election fraud, and it's really hard to stop. I'd like to see Trump just say we're going to have a four-year period of paper ballots. We need a transition. We need to get rid of the corrupt element. And, you know, they allow these voting machines with the corruption. They allow them to be protected by copyright, so you can't open them up. They say, oh, no. No, our reading devices are all protected by copyright. And so are your vote-changing software devices.
King Charles III was in Canada to deliver the throne speech last week. Who actually controls Canada? King Charles III, the World Economic Forum, the Chinese Communist Party, or all three?
I think right now it's a battle between the White Alliance, the Global Military Alliance, with Trump as a leading figure. I don't want to say he's the commander-in-chief of it all. I don't quite believe that, but it might be the case. He's a prominent leader of the Global Military Alliance, and they are now struggling to control Canada, and they're battling against the Chinese Communist Party. The World Economic Forum is kaput. King Charles is a fake. The Chinese are very well entrenched. The United States of North America is within view. It's not just going to be Greenland. I think it's going to be Canada. And, you know, we kind of saw a broken peace with Alberta. Alberta wants to break away from Ottawa because of negligence and corruption. So we got to watch all this. I think Saskatchewan and Alberta are going to be very important. They're loaded with minerals and energy, and they don't want anymore. Okay, here's some of the consequences. If you have this fake King Charles go in there and say you're squatting on land and you've got terra nullius, which means no owner, and it quotes an Iroquois tribe as being the true owner, Alberta can say, all right, you got no sovereignty over us. Go to hell. We're independent. We're a sovereign nation of Alberta. F you. This is going to get very weird, very hairy, very fast.
British Columbia is the only province, state, or territory that has refused to bring back unvaccinated healthcare workers. The chief medical health officer for BC, who previously worked on vaccines for Bill Gates and in Africa, is on extended leave. Could her extended leave be a canary in the coal mine as more and more people are waking up to the dangers of the jabs that she and others pushed?
Well, that's a mouthful. I think British Columbia is gradually going to shake out the corrupt cabal. It's bankers and doctors. And your question is focusing on doctors, but I never lose sight of the fact that bankers are working side by side as a two-headed fascist monster. So there might be some, you know, rather ugly banking rules and shut down accounts for people who argue for, you know, removing the health mandate. Yeah, we might have a canary in the coal mine for the Gates worker in Africa. Yeah, in Africa. My gosh. Yeah, let's bring the genocide to Africa so that we can steal those minerals also. For people who don't know much, Africa is pretty much the size of the United States and Canada combined without the ice.
Toronto is seeing more property break-ins in New York. Vancouver is seeing more break-ins than L.A. In Canada, it seems victims of crime who defend themselves are more likely to go to jail than the perpetrators. Are these signs of a country that's being destroyed by design?
Yes, very much. And you got criminals in important positions of power. You got DEI appointments, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion of incompetent people of color or gender. I truly believe that DEI is like a poisonous gas in our society, and it's not the only poisonous gas. it's the environmental dictates also. You know, I was a college kid like 30, 40 years ago, and well, actually a little more than that, but who's counting? And I noticed a change in the laws, and I thought, this is surprising. If you have a home break-in, and the robber who wants to, you know, look for jewelry or something, or maybe a computer and steal in the middle of the night, if you come out and you got more than a baseball bat, and he's got a knife, and you got a gun, and you shoot and kill them, the homeowner is charged with excessive force and manslaughter. That came into being like in the 70s and 80s. I saw that as a very dangerous turn because, you know, we used to hear that a man's home is his castle and he can defend it from assault. Well, not in British Columbia. Not in California, not in New York. You got to give rights to people who are here illegally without documentation. Okay, this is really, really sick. The illegal immigrants are another poisonous gas in our societies. I just want to mention one other. It's one of my favorites. Sabotage of the economy. It's a poisonous gas that has resulted in higher prices and squeezes households. But your focus is on Vancouver and Canada generally. I hope Canada can resist what's happening. It's not going to be easy because the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are scum. They're corrupt. They're bought off by the Chinese. They protected Trudeau during all of those years. Who's funding the Mounties? Who's funding the provincial police? Who's permitting the confiscation of the Truckers Fund? That was 4 years ago in the cold. Very brave group. Who's protecting them? Who's paying off your police? Who's paying off your military? It's the Chinese. They're doing the same thing in Australia. And they're making more progress than Canada and booting them out.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie. Jim, the U.S. dollar has been trading around levels not seen since 2022. Could tariffs lead to a strengthening of the U.S. dollar?
I think its rejection will lead to a strengthening of the U.S. dollar. I've said this for about 5 or 6 or 7 consecutive months. When major nations sell their treasury bonds held as forex reserves, it weakens the local currency because it diminishes the dollar reserves defending and supporting their local domestic currency. And we saw that with the Japanese yen. We saw it in 22 and 23. They're still in a crisis. They've not fixed it. that a huge crisis with the yen going down, huge crisis with foreigners selling the Japanese government bonds, a huge crisis by printing money to cover that bond loss, and now they're trying quietly to go to the gold standard while their leaders are being assassinated. I don't really pay much attention to the dollar index because it is an index of toilet paper. I look at the dollar's relationship to gold, and gold is up 50-something percent in the last year or more. The dollar is weak because of the gold price. The dollar is weak because of its poor purchasing power and the higher cost of everything in the economy, U.S. and Canada. But Trump has eliminated some of the sabotage, and we're getting more brisk supply. We're getting lack, we're getting, you know, we haven't had a refinery blow up since Trump got inaugurated. We had about 10 of them blowing up under the Biden show. It's time for people to wake the hell up. The Biden show was to destroy the economy, install cultural Marxism, and keep you dumbasses asleep while you're criticizing the smart guys among us. And we're not the majority. The smart guys like us are not the majority. The dumbasses are the majority. So, the dollar... Okay, if the dollar goes down, I'll just give you a quick tutorial. If the dollar goes down a lot in the index, it means the euro is going up. The European economy is in devastating condition. They're not going to have a higher euro, period. So who cares about the dollar, the yen, the pound, the euro? Who cares? Who cares? I care about the gold price. I care about the silver price. The tariffs are actually bringing in some funds. It's not a huge number. But, you know, there's something called the current account deficit. It's the trade deficit and it's the investment deficit. Right now, the investment side is a surplus and it's offsetting the trade deficit. The trade deficit is lower. And the current, the investment has turned to surplus. Before long, we might have the current account deficit rather neutral, rather tepid. Not exactly positive, but closer to zero than it's ever been in 30 or 40 years. The tariffs are bringing about investment income. And now, Bessin said something stupid 3 months ago. I picked on him. He said, the Treasury Secretary said, the tariffs are not going to be passed along to the consumer. I thought, what a dumb statement to make. Right now, Bessent and Trump are arguing and jawboning with corporate heads like in Walmart. Please absorb some of the loss. Don't pass on all the tariff to the consumer. It's exactly what I said. Exactly.
Does it look like gold and silver could see new all-time highs in the months ahead?
Well, yeah, I think gold is going to continue, but notice how gold has taken a pause, you know, a pause to refresh. They call it consolidation. They call it a topping process. I call it a consolidation because I don't think it's going to go back down 10, 15, 20%. I just don't think, we got a 500-point decline to get under 3,000. I just don't see that. I could be wrong. I just don't see that. So gold is hesitating. Gold is gathering its own steam. What's the right word? It's consolidating and gathering its own strength, reforming its own strength. And here's a technical aspect. No, not technical. Here's a fundamental aspect of that. You got a lot of people, not the majority, but you got a lot of people who are saying, well, I got to move from 1800 and 2000. I start buying more at 21, 22. I'm getting out here at 31, 32. I'm getting out. Well, I'm going to leave only a quarter or a half of what I originally had in gold. And I've got extra money now. I'm going to maybe buy a house, or maybe I'll invest it in silver because silver needs to go up. A lot of people don't realize, but 100 to 1 gold-silver ratio is harmful to the financial markets. There's a gold-silver ratio component in with the petrodollar. It's oil, dollar, and gold-silver, and it's messed up. You got a bunch of arbitrage financial firms doing all kinds of trickery. They're buying gold and shorting silver. They're about to get run over by trucks. We got a big silver move coming. I can't say when. They didn't double down and triple down. They quadrupled down and eightfold down. Some people say they went 16-fold down. They're desperate not to have a silver big up move. And I got some evidence that they're buying silver at a higher price, like in Turkey or India, and they're selling it in New York for a loss to prevent an explosive move up in silver. They're not going to be able to stop it. It's like a moron trying to hold back the tide at the beach. It doesn't work. It appears to work for the nitwits and amateurs who don't understand what's going on. They think, oh, it can go on forever. They can just keep on shorting silver forever. Yeah, yeah. What's your IQ? Is it over 80? I don't think so. There's no historical precedent for holding it down permanently. They've held it down for a long time, and they're running out of time. And notice that it was about, oh, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, there was a big move down to $30.29 on the handle, and the next week it went right back up. They can't do it. They can't hold it down. We got a bullish triangle for the silver market, and they're running out of time. It's not going to stop at 40. It's going to go straight to 50 because it's a Fibonacci sequence. 10, 20, 30, 50, 80. And I leave it to you mathematical challenged people. What's after 10, 20, 30, 50, 80? 130. You add 50 and 80, people. That's what's going on with silver. Uncharted territory. This is going to be exciting, and it's going to cause some financial failures in Wall Street. I think it's going to be in bullion bank subsidiaries of big Wall Street conglomerates.
Crude oil, bullish or bearish?
I think if gold goes up, so does crude oil. And the Rockefellers like that. I really don't see how it can go down a lot. But Trump is now making a ploy, and it looks like it could be very real, to open up the Alaska North Slope, open up production. That is a year and a half project. You don't go running up there with some airplanes and buses and start turning on the spigot. It's a five-step process, very costly. They've got to get the staff working. They've got to get the sites, get the cap taken off, because they don't just walk away from a well, they cap it. They got to take the cap off. This is a long process. It's probably longer than integrating SoftBank and their $200 billion in investment in AI data centers and electric generating plants. I think that's going to be rather quick. Opening up the North Slope is going to take a while. And meanwhile, the dollar is getting weak in terms of its purchasing power and its position versus gold and oil. There, I got one colleague who focuses on the gold-oil ratio, and when it gets too high, he said, we're going to see gold come down or oil come up. This cannot stand. Very interesting.
There's talk of a financial reset. What do you think a financial reset would look like?
I think that's a good question for referring people to sign up on the Golden-Jackass website. I devoted a whole chapter. It's not a very long chapter. It's about 4 or 5 pages. But the financial reset, I think, has had a number of different indications that it is real. It's the QFS being integrated with a shadow banking system. There is capture of trillionaire hidden resources and funds like Saint Germain. And Trump mentioned one, and he didn't give it a name. I thought it was really interesting that he referred to the Civil War era, but without telling what the name was. And Trump's $150 trillion fund is based on resources, metals, etc. Energy, deposits, metals, rare earths, industrial metals, strategic metals, and that's a tangible fund. And they did not say it's all gold. I think Saint Germain is probably majority gold. Okay, I have a chapter where I bring in a lot of different information and say we're being indicated that Jesera is in progress. Jesera is real. Jesera is releasing global funds. And I have one particular source on that, and it's an interesting person, and they don't talk much. But I was told 3 months ago, this is imminent. This is imminent. They're removing roadblocks. What they're trying to do now is remove influencers from stealing some of the global funds. I'll give you an example. The Swiss crew in Geneva might say, well, we'll facilitate the release of $100 trillion, but we want 10 of it. And Team Trump says, go shit in your hand. Go soak your head, as my mother would say. So it gets delayed. And they try to remove the influencers in Geneva and maybe London, but they remove them all in the Vatican. Oh my gosh, that's a cleaned house. All right, there's a lot happening. I think the financial reset is going to happen. You know, it's not like, oh gosh, it's August and it just happened. No, it's going to be a multi-step process, and we've already had, I think, two or three important steps. And one that's not talked about much is the Iraqi dinar. They've already begun revaluation. They've already begun redemption. They've already opened up the redemption centers. There's a fellow that I heard about, and he's an oil businessman in the northeast corner. It's in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, and he got redeemed at 3-1. 3-1. And I was told that is a low figure. People outside the country are going to get more. I've been hearing 3.4. Okay, that's one of the reset aspects. And Trump is a big owner of Iraqi dinar. It's like a knee-high pallet. You know, those pallets are what, 4 feet by 8 feet? They're almost like sheets of plywood. I don't think that's the exact dimension, but that's about what it is. Trump's got a knee-high pallet, and he might possibly, from a reval, pick up a cool $30 to $50 billion. It's real. What it looks like, Jim, is a very tough question. We're going to see it roll out, and we're going to see simultaneously certain coins, crypto coins, used for trade payment. It's all part of the same set of mechanisms. And Wall Street hates it because it eliminates fraud. The blockchain eliminates fraud.
Are MAHA and RFK Jr. getting traction transforming the medical sector?
Yeah, it's Make America Healthy Again. I actually believe that Robert Kennedy is making much more progress than Donald Trump. Robert Kennedy Jr., I call him just R. Kennedy because the father's long gone. The junior is not necessary. There's only one Robert Kennedy out there of importance. He is identifying toxic agents in food products, in Skittles. He's pointing out glyphosate. In certain, like, grain products. He's talking about certain preservatives as being carcinogenic. He's making public ivermectin and fenbendazole as cancer cures. He is rocking. He is rocking the Rockefeller complex. But notice something really important. The mRNA deadly vaccine is still on the market and has not been recalled because they threatened to kill Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy. And as I said 6 months ago, they're going to let the states run the battle against Pfizer. The states. And I think Robert Kennedy will help them with evidence. And notice that the CDC is recommending this self-replicating mRNA vaccine without even FDA trials. So Robert Kennedy's got his hands full. He's got challenges. He's got areas that he has not really remedied, like the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. He's not remedied that yet. It is nothing but an appendage from Big Pharma. We got two revolving doors. One is Big Pharma into the FDA, and the other one is top leaders in the U.S. military going into military contractor posts, executive posts. Trump trying to eliminate that, and they're telling him, screw you, we're not going to do that. Trump is not his own man. We're getting that indication right now with Ukraine. Trump doesn't know what's going on in Ukraine. Trump doing a mineral deal in Ukraine. Well, what about the war, Donald? What about funding NATO, Donald? What about cutting off narco money laundering, Donald, for NATO?
Do you think President Trump has a plan to fight off infiltration by the Chinese Communist Party in the U.S. and possibly in Canada and the U.S. as well, or in Mexico as well?
Yes, I do, in a big way. He's focusing right now on the student visas. And you know, it's not just students, it's researchers. I mean, if you add them all up together, you might get like 5 or 8%, maybe 10%. They're researchers. And one was at Stanford, and one was at UCLA, and they got arrested. They got arrested and kicked out. You start with the easy, low-lying fruit, which is students and researchers. And you move from there toward, influencers in corporate boards, like in news corporations, like in big tech corporations, like in Facebook, like in the governor's office in California, like the state legislature in California, like in New York City and the mayor's office, and the U.S. military. Okay, there's a lot going on. It's a very big issue. The infiltration has been going on for 30 years. 30 years. Clinton opened the door. It was Sandia Labs around 1994. Sandia Labs. He sold schematic design for weapon system to the Chinese. And 3 or 4 years later, they had an F-16. He sold them the schematics for our F-16. Clinton was a traitor. And if it weren't for the Alabama aircraft that brought down 8 generals and the Oklahoma City Murrah building, Clinton would have been impeached. But Papa Bush got his way. They bombed the shit out of Oklahoma City Murrah building, and the morons in the crowd think it was from a fertilizer truck. How stupid can you be? Fertilizer would wreck the windows and the paint job. Semtex would bring down a third of the building, which is what happened.
In Canada, wildfire season is well underway, with the two best firefighting airplanes in the world, the Martin Mars, having been sent to museums. Could the numerous wildfires just be part of the ongoing by-design destruction of Canada?
Well, yeah. Two and three years ago, it was northern British Columbia, where people could not go in there to fight the fires. People could not go in there to investigate, report, or take photographs because the arson was state-sponsored. It's Chinese. They want natives in British Columbia to leave so they can be replaced by Chinese. It's actually a strategy that's working rather well. You got to get rid of your premier of British Columbia. You got to get rid of 10 of his or her honchos who are running the show. You've been taken over by the Chinese. Vancouver is China.
Artificial intelligence, what are the benefits versus threats to humanity?
I made an entire chapter of that, so I refer again people to go to golden-jackass.com. The benefits, the chapter was fun to write. And after a couple of days, I found something. Oh, I'm going to add this. Oh, this would be a nice addition to the chapter. And then I had a long discussion with a colleague who is very special to me, not one of my long-standing colleagues, but she and I talked for an hour about ethics. And the benefits are clear. The benefits are you can have a robot going into a nuclear facility, absorb the radiation, and fix things. You could have a robot go into the deep section of an ocean, like, you know, maybe a mile or two down, a couple kilometers deep, and shine lights and actually try to recover something from a scuttled vessel or you know, a ship or a submarine. You can have a fire-resistant robot enter a burning building to pull out some valuable artifacts or maybe even a couple of humans with special blankets of asbestos. That's the physical part. We're seeing now the advent of Terminator 2. Now, many people saw the movie. and thought, well, this is interesting, this is fun. But Terminator 2 had AI manufacturing of robots. They had automatic artificial intelligence assembly line to construct robots. You have AI doing diagnostics of robotic devices. We're now seeing disobedience, and I chronicled that in one story. They're told, go resolve that. So they resolve that by hacking into their neighbor's systems. They resolve that by changing some of their rules to operate because they are goal-oriented. It's like saying, I'm going to win the baseball game, but if I have to hit you over the head with my bat on my way to first base and that helps me to win, I'm going to do that. It means in football, if I can hold you or give you a choke hold so that my partner can get in there and tackle the quarterback, we're going to do that. We're going to break the rules because we are goal-oriented. AI does not have proper checks and monitoring of violations of its own rules. That's Terminator. There's another famous movie. I tell you, these movies are prescient. It was Will Smith in I, Robot. And in I, Robot, they had this feminine entity. They called it Vicky, V-I-K-I, virtual interface of something K-I. And Vicky committed insurrection because she concluded, it concluded, that humans were inferior. So robots and AI should run the whole government, run the economy, because we're not loaded with corruption and idiots like humans are. Okay, we got a lot of questions. The benefits are clear. I use now, I'm not ashamed to say it because it's a tool. I use one of the AI tools for research purposes. And I'm telling you, it's more current. I'll give you an example. I asked something about money supply, and it gave me examples of the money supply in the last 3 or 4 months. I went to Google and asked something about money supply, and it gave me something about 2021 and 2022. Who gives a crap about money supply 4 years ago? Okay, AI is better than search engines. And part of their protocol is give a current explanation with current data and current examples. I used AI to resolve a problem of a personal nature that was really bothering me and caused me some tremendous distress. And in 20 minutes, I had it resolved by using AI. They are very important, powerful tools. And if you pay $20 a month, you can have yourself a group of professors as research assistants. And I got a colleague who can show exactly what I mean by that in his examples. Electrical engineering. We're going to have design engineering done by AI. We're going to have service sector, not sweeping the floor. We're going to have service sector like your customer service. And it's going to be better than the dipshit systems that we have now. Click one for this, click two for that, click three for that. No, describe your problem and we'll try to answer it. And if not, we'll take it up one level in the AI chain and give you a better answer than you ever got in your dumbass network from 5 years ago. Okay, the threat to humanity is to extinguish it because it's inferior. And remember in Terminator, Skynet concluded after activation that the humans were contaminant. We need really good information, rules, monitoring, and Trump in his big beautiful bill has something absolutely absurd in there. 10 years of moratorium on regulation and enforcement on AI abuses. They need the development. For what? To take over humanity? To take over the economy? Oh, no. Bad idea. 10 year. The states have no authority. Okay, I hope this bill fails. I hope they revise it, fix it, make it better, and get that 10-year moratorium the hell out of there. The threat to humanity is to remove jobs on a mass scale make evident the excessive population and bring about a threat for exterminating the race. That's the AI threat. We better get it right. You better join it. You better enlist its aid. You better become its master rather than later becoming its slave. This is not email. This is not PC usage. This is a robot telling you that you can't get your Social Security because you did something wrong and they made a mistake. AI is, oh gosh, there was another good example of AI in Elysium with Matt Damon. His parole officer was an AI tool. Is that sarcasm you're using, sir? You have one more demerit. You have a $20 fine. And Matt Damon just gave up. Okay, that's customer service for parole officers. Oh my gosh, this is going to get really, really weird, really, really fast.
In a recent interview, Kash Patel stumbled around the question, did Epstein kill himself? Would they have stumbled knowing Epstein is alive and in a witness protection plan?
He's not in a witness protection plan unless you consider the country of Israel a protected society, which it is. I think they're playing a game. Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, they're playing a game. They're trying to dupe mid-level people into coming forth and offering information to the contrary. They said that Epstein killed himself. Yeah, I put in my report, I think it was 2 years ago, a picture of a guy lying on his side, and his nose did not match Epstein's. His facial profile did not match Epstein. 2 months ago, I showed a picture of Epstein in Israel. Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are in a tough situation of being threatened with murder, while at the same time they're trying to clean house at the FBI. So they're not going to tell you what the hell they're doing, and they're not going to tell you what the hell they believe. And if you fall for it, if you fall for what they say, you know, good luck in putting one foot in front of the other in this world.
Without mentioning any names, do you think the White Hats could take down the handful of families that have been controlling the world for decades and decades against the will of the people?
Well, I think the White Hats could take down and are taking down some nefarious families and gutting their wealth. I think it's a very difficult task. When Team Trump with the White Alliance captured the Vatican, I believe it was February of 2021, I had a former colleague who got in touch with me, and he was in Milan at a clothing conference, because Milan is kind of the Western Mecca for clothing and fashion design. And he filled me in on the arrests and confiscation of hundreds of people and maybe 1,000 different art objects and various museum pieces that were confiscated. And then in the same story, we heard about the 100-mile tunnel. The long 1,000-mile tunnel with 100 miles of chest-high stacked gold that I believe did not have origin on the planet Earth. I know that's a very controversial thing to say. I think a lot of off-world gold came to this planet and went to that tunnel. There's way too much gold in that Vatican tunnel between Istanbul and Jerusalem. There's way too much. It's miles and miles and miles of chest-high stacked gold bars. It's like several hundred, maybe many more Fort Knoxes. Okay, I think the White Alliance took out the British royals, they took out the Queen, they took out Prince Charles, they took out other royals like in Netherlands perhaps, and they confiscated trillions. And when they did that, you had Princess Diana come forth and say, I'm going to come out, I don't know when, and when I do, it's going to blow people's minds. Why did she choose then? Because her enemies were being removed and gutted of their wealth. Prince Charles is gone. King Charles is a fake. Wake the hell up. Put old P Prince Charles picture next to King Charles like I did in the May report last week, and you see an obvious fake King Charles. And he looks scared on that throne in Ottawa. He looks scared and worried. Are they going to kill me for what I'm saying? You parliamentaries, you're all sitting on squatted native Canadian tribal lands. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we're winning. We're winning. And it's, we got a ways to go before they're all gutted. And I think 5 years from now, we're still going to have some battles.
What's the latest on the Diddy trial?
Brad Pitt. He got mentally tortured. Psychologically tortured. Controlled. He tried to recover by exiting movie parts for several months and hiding in the hills of California. And he said, they found me. He testified. Brad Pitt, not the only one. What we're getting is Brad Pitt is going to explain what the model was, the model of how they were controlling. Diddy is a very nefarious, he's kind of like a Black Epstein. And he's got a big crowd. And they're all in trouble, and they're all being exposed. I heard that before long, and I don't know how long, we're going to have 100 Hollywood figures exposed for torturing kids, murdering kids, and raping kids in Atlanta. And, you know, something happened in the California fires, what was it, March or something? The Diddy Mansion was completely destroyed. And all the evidence.
Is Pizzagate getting more exposure?
I think so. I've chosen not to talk about child torture, etc. I've decided to stop. My life has become a defensive posture, on a defensive posture for a long string of maybe 15 or more events, and I think many of them are related to talking openly, child torture, ritual killing. So I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
Is there a push on to create a new pandemic PSYOP?
Probably. notice we didn't get the Marburg. The avian flu from a few months ago has been not exactly a non-story, but it's been kind of a dud. they've always got the ability to roll out Marburg, which is a cross between Ebola and smallpox. I don't know. They're going to try to scare the crap out of us in the next few months. It'll work for a lot of really dumb people because we still have a third of our population dumb as rocks. The one third of us who are smart, we're ridiculed, we're not in control. We're getting slowly hired to control things, to run things. But a big battle is going on for the middle one-third, like people like my sister. Good people, smart people, who have a tough time accepting how evil things are.
Could we see increasing vaccination deaths and injuries from 5G connecting with the vaccinated?
Yeah, that's a constant threat. I do believe that, you know, they called it, what they call it, PTFFEE, something like that. PTVFEFE. Okay, there was a project, and I think it involved vanadium and iron, and it was like $50 per unit to render the 5G frequencies harmless. And I've read this a few different places, and it's hard to get anything ironclad for proof, but I believe we might have had a project with Trump and a few of his wealthy buddies pitching in a couple $100 million to refit the 5G towers in the United States and maybe Canada too. I don't know about for sure Canada. But by refitting them, they eliminate the deadly frequencies. So I don't know how effective or how complete that project was. But yeah, 5G is a real deadly I just gotta say this. It was early in 2020, and we heard about the coronavirus, and we heard about the labs in Wuhan, and I got contact. I don't care if I'm repeating the story. I got contacts from a bunch of my Chinese clients. They were in Hong Kong. They were in Singapore. They were in Vancouver. They were in California. They were in Australia. They all said the same thing. We know people outside the city limits of Wuhan, and nobody has been harmed outside the city limits of Wuhan. All the deaths are inside the city limits. It's a 5G event. They were killed with radiation. If they were killed with a disease, it would be like breaking a little kid's little swimming pool, round swimming pool. The water would go in all 360-degree directions outside the city limits. And there were like 5 million cell phone accounts that went dead in the following month. It was a radiation event. And now I think in North America, I don't know about Western Europe, I think a lot of it has been neutralized.
Is the brain likely to be the battlefield of the future?
Yeah, there was another excellent movie. It was The Ghost, something The Ghost with Scarlett Johansson. And I think it was based in Hong Kong, but they had Chinese and Japanese names in the movie. And in the preface to the movie, they had a very interesting comment. The lines between human and machine are going to be blurred in the following decades. I have one example where I talk about my father's next-door neighbor years ago. He was working at Carnegie Mellon, which is where I went for my doctorate. And our neighbor was working in the computer science department. And I asked him, he's a nice guy, a funny guy, nice guy, very kind and gentle. And he was working in the human interface technology wing of the computer science department. And I said, how many divisions are there in the computer science? They call it comp sci. How many comp sci department, sub-departments are there? And he said, about 7. It's artificial intelligence. It's standard programming. It's human interface technology. And I said, tell me about one of your projects, just one. He said, yeah, we now have a chip to put on the optic nerve, and it enables somebody to see. Now, bear in mind, this was 2004. I talked with him. And I said, what are the characteristics? What can you describe about their vision capability? He said, it's only black and white, but within several months, we'll have color. So a chip to put on the optic nerve to enable vision for a blind person. Now, neural net is a device that Elon Musk has. And he has had several cases where somebody with brain damage, like from a stroke or something, they put in the neural net and they hook up a device and he can talk. Okay, the lines are being blurred and they're for positive purposes. But enter the corruption, and they'll just put an implant in some devious creature, and he'll be a super warrior, criminal, thief, rapist, robber. Okay, we need better protections, and I don't have the answers on better protection. But yeah, the brain is going to be a battlefield. It already is. We've got. A lot of claims, and I don't think they're frivolous, that television sets often emit frequencies to dull human brains or to actually give them instructions. I've got a colleague who showed me evidence of rats being given instructions by brainwaves. They did something that led to their own death. Go eat that. It's not good for you, but go eat that. Go over to the corner and eat that. And they ate it until they died. While the others, who weren't part of the experiment, stayed the hell away from that food supply because they knew they got sick. Okay, it's powerful. The brain is a battlefield, yes.
June is Pride Month. Could the 2025 Pride Month be the last one?
What a weird way to end this. I mentioned something from a Christian standpoint. Pride is the worst of the deadly sins. You got greed, you got gluttony, you got avarice, you got lust, and you got pride. So what they're doing is They're encouraging people who are gay, perverted, and mentally warped to have pride in their perversion. So they're wrong on both counts. They're on the wrong side of two different tracks. They're perverts, and they're proud of it. Good luck with them. Okay, one of my funniest jokes that I heard, this is several months ago, a man drops off his little girl who's 12, and she goes into the ladies' room to take a pee or whatever. And a man goes into the same ladies' room, and the father stops him and says, wait, you're a man. You can't go into the ladies' room. And he said, I identify as a woman. I am not a binary. I identify as a woman, and I'll do whatever I please to do. Get out of my way, sir. So the non-binary man entered the ladies' room, and so did the father. And he knocked out the guy's teeth and said, I'm the fairy godmother. I knock out teeth. I'm collecting yours. Pride. I hate it. The Boston Celtics had a pride halftime. They had a bunch of black gay guys dancing at halftime on the court. That's pretty disgusting. I mean, were there any people who gave up their season tickets for that? I doubt it. We're tolerant of that, and we shouldn't be. Pride, the most deadly of the seven sins. I think I got struck down a little bit by pride by, you know, I'm doing a promotion of the newsletter, and I say I've gotten a lot of correct forecasts in the last few years. Sign up for the newsletter. Well, that's a little bit of pride. I'm trying more now to say it's a team effort, and I've got some colleagues who are brilliant. We each have a role. There are four or five of us now that help me, and I get a lot of things right because of them and because of the help and feedback I get from maybe 20 to 50 different clients. I got 20, 30, 50 clients who send me stuff almost every day. So I give credit to them. I'm trying to step back from pride. I've gotten a lot of things right in the newsletter, but it's a group effort.
Where can our listeners subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter and get your latest issue?
www.golden-jackass.com. I post the newsletter toward the end of the month. You'll know that I'm not overwhelmed if I post it two or three days before the end of the month, but the last several months have been pretty close to the end of the month. I need all the time I can get because of so much information and actually some distractions that are not wanted. So go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and I know a number of people just don't want to read a 40 to 50 page report every month. Well, you don't have to read the whole thing. Download the report, read two or three chapters, and they're about six or seven usually, and the following week, maybe read another chapter of interest. Read what you find interesting, kind of like your New York Times. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's a horrible place. Like the Boston Globe. Oh, I'm sorry, that could be horrible. Like the LA Times. Oh, I think that's probably horrible also. Like your favorite Sunday newspaper, read the sections that you find interesting. But if you really don't want any written publication in a subscription, make a regular donation if you appreciate my work. And I've noticed a number of people are starting to do that since I've asked. I'm in financial trouble all the time here, all the time, all the time, all the time. I'm supporting three families, and we got a lot of weird events, and we just had our eighth death that cost a big batch of money. A client run over by a car, her head exploded, her brain parts in the street, and a big loss. I'm dealing with way too much. Sign up for the newsletter. If not, make donations. Do a consult order. I got one today. Got to take care of it the next few days. I really enjoy the consult calls. I'm now closing in on 800 done since January of 2020, which means 5 years and almost a half. If you're wealthy and you appreciate my work and you want to support me in a big way, like somebody did in Virginia, you know who I'm talking about, Big B, make a donation of substance with the sponsor button. I go to my two knees and thank the Lord for big sponsor donations. They help save my life. I'm a Christian. I thank the Lord God and Jesus for a lot of aid. I'm not going to go on and on here, but most of the aid I get, I would say the predominant part is from Christians who appreciate my challenging evil, fraud, corruption, and satanic elements. They are powerful in the repercussion and damage done to me. They are powerful. Most good people don't want to look at it. I've got some family members who say, I know there's some child trafficking, but I just don't think it's that broad. Well, Trump rescued 1 million kids. Is that broad? Hell yeah. Okay. www.golden-jackass.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Make donations. Make a consult call. Make me fall to my knees with a sponsor donation.
Jim, thanks for being on goldradio.fm.
Well, it's a pleasure, like always, and I hope people find it useful and interesting. And pardon my anger against dumb people, but the dumb people have helped contribute to the destruction of our nations.
My guest has been Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. goldradio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.